Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Chaladaf Mem Zayin, and we are starting at the top line with the words Esrim Rabbar Matonois and Vinyl Sur's daf. It's a little bit to Chav Zayin Omid Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shalom Shadav and Oliyah. And we think we talk about Matonois Kahuna. The Gemara tells us, quoting a Braisa, Esrim Rabbar Matonois Nindu Laron Lubanov. There were 24 Matonois, 24 gifts, if you will, that were given to Aaron and his sons. Namely, we have the Chiyuv that we have to give these things to the Kohanim. Esrim Mikdash, 10 of the base of Mikdash, Arba Yerushalayim, 4 in Yerushalayim, and Esrim Gvulin, 10 throughout the Gvulin, meaning even outside Yerushalayim. Elu Hein Shev Mikdash, these are the ones that are only in the base of Mikdash. Chatas Va'asham, these two Karbanos, V'zivchei Shalmei Tzibor, and Karbanos are considered a Shlamim of the Tzibor, V'chatas Ha'if, and a bird Chatas, V'asham Taloi, V'loig Shem Shalmei Tzaira, and the leftovers of the loig of the oil of the Metzaira, Shtei HaLechem, the Shtei HaLechem that's brought in Shavuos, V'lechem HaPanim, these were the breads brought every single week, V'shar HaMenachas, and the leftovers of a Karban Mincha, after the Kmitzah was taken and burned on the Mizbeach, whatever was left over was given to the Kaihanim, V'ha'omer, and the Karban Omer that was brought on the second day of Pesach, all these things are given to Kaihanim in the base of Mikdash. Ve'elu hein shev Yerushalayim. What about in Yerushalayim? Habacharis, firstborn animals, Vabikurim, first fruits, Vamurim min ha'toidu me'el nazir, and the parts that are taken out of a carbon toida, and the ram of a nazir, Va'aris ha'mukdashim, and the hides of carbonus that were brought. And Elohim shev Gevulin, these are things that are outside Yerushalayim, Hatruma, Uchumas Meiser, Vachala, Vahazroi Vilchaim Vakeva, Vereshiz Agez, the first shearings of the sheep, Vegezal Ager, and if someone stole from a ger, and then the ger died, and he had no relatives, that's given to a Kayin, Upidyan Aben, and the redemption money of a firstborn son, Upidyan Petach Hamar, and redeeming a firstborn donkey, Vecharamim, and something that was donated by way of Cherem, Usteachuza, and when a person's Makdish their Steachuza, and they didn't redeem it by Yoival, as we discussed yesterday, all these things are given to the Kayanim, and this is even outside Yerushalayim. How we can explain the mission of Rabbi Yehuda Oser Bikurim? Rabbi Yehuda Asers by Bikurim. The Tanakhama said that Bikurim could be given to any Kayin, and Rabbi Yehuda Asered by Bikurim. It can't be given to any Kayin. It has to be given to a Kayin, Dafka, who's Tahar. And Rabbi Yehuda Kedati refuses Lashitasa, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, because Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Nosen Oson El Chavar B'Toiva, Bikurim are only allowed to be given to a Chavar B'Toiva. Namely, the Machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda is, according to Tanakhama, the reason why it's allowed to be given to quote unquote any Kayin is because Bikurim have to be given to the Kayhanim of the Mishmar. And since those Kayhanim are for sure Tahar, so that the Tanakhama just says, you could give it to any Kayin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Bikurim do not have to be given to the Kayhanim of that Mishmar. They can be given to other Kayhanim as well. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, Usser, meaning you can't just give it to any Kayin. You have to make sure that he's a Chaver, that he's careful with Tomantara. And we continue the Mishnah had said, Karshine Trum Rabbi Kiva Matir. Rabbi Kiva was Matir, that one could give his Karshinim of Truma to any Kayin. And let's remember, the Karshinim is really animal food. And there's just a Xer Derabanon that wanted to separate Truma, which we're going to understand at the top of Amud Beis why that is. So first, Amr Rabbi Yehuda tells us, Rabbi Kiva Kedate, Rabbi Kiva Zlashitasai. Rabbi Kiva, Amr Rabbi Kiva says, Kamasein Betuma, all the processing of Karshinim is allowed to be done Betuma. And that's because we just said, Karshinim is Michael Behema, it's meant for animals. We're not Makbid with its processing, and it's allowed to be done in a state of Tuma, even though, again, we are going to be separating Truma. Now, Rav Yossi says, Afilu Tam Machav Shitasei, even if you want to say that Rabbi Kiva's Shita switched around, meaning we could say it's not Rabbi Kiva's Shitasei, Shani Yohi, the case of our Mishnah is different. Shain Adam Matal Tame Echle Behemtai. That's just because a person is not usual to be Matame the food of his animal. In other words, it could be that really Rabbi Kiva requires Karshinim to be processed bit Tahara, but still he'd be able to hold in their Mishnah that they're allowed to be given to an Ama Aret who's not careful with Tomatara, because since these are being fed to animals, it's not likely that he's going to be Matame them. How is it they could even get to a state of Toma? They have to be soaked in water. That's Machshir them Lakabal Toma. And since it's unlikely he's going to do that, because soaking animal food in water is just making it easier or more tasty for the animal to eat, and Lav Dafka, you can do that for your animal. So again, Rabbi Yossi is telling us that it could be that even Rabbi Kiva is usually Machmir with Karshinim of Truma in regards to their processing, that maybe they would have to be done in a state of Tahara, in regards to whom you're allowed to give them to, they're allowed to be given to any Kayin, even if he's an Ama Aretz. Now we continue, Mam Zayin Omabez on top. Why weren't they Gazer on Bekiah? This is also animal food, and why weren't they Gazer that we have to separate Truma from it, the same way they were Gazer on Karshinim? The answer is, Menaleim Yatsimam Alexandria, they would smuggle them out in their shoes from Alexandria. This Bekiah grew in Mitzrayim, and the authorities did not let any Bekiah to be taken out, and people would smuggle them out in their shoes, and therefore this is from Chutz Laaretz, and that's why they weren't Gazer on it. Now we just clarify, Amosai Gazer al Karshinim, when were they Gazer on Karshinim? We have to start separating Truma from them, even though it's animal food. So Rabbi Yossi says, May Ravine, it was a time of hunger, and since there was a famine, people resorted to eating Karshinim, again, even though it's animal food. And since people were eating it, they were Gezer, okay, we have to separate Truma. Whereas Rav Chananya says, B'shem Rebbe, B'mei David, this was in the days of David HaMelech. And Amr, they said, Hi Adah, it's the same thing. It was in the days of David HaMelech that there was a famine that people started eating Karshinim, and that's when they were Gezer. And moving on to Halacha, hey, the Mishnah tells us, Nita Ishtakaya, this fellow, Nita Ishtakaya, Hevi Chalas mi Beitur, he brought Chalas from Beitar, which is referring to a Beitar outside of Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz, V'loi Kiblu Mimenu, and they did not accept the Chala. And that's because even though we learned in a previous Mishnah that we have to separate Chala and Chutz La'aretz, that's only Midrabanan, and that Chala is Tameh, and we can't bring Tameh Chala into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they didn't accept the Chala from him. Similarly, Anche Alexandria, The people of Alexandria in Egypt, they brought their challah from Alexandria, and that wasn't accepted from them either. Another story, the people of this place, they brought their bikurim, their first fruits, before Shavuos, and they didn't accept them from them. Because of what's written in the Torah, and we learn from here, the shtei lechem, which is brought on Shavuos, is called bikurim, and therefore, the first bikurim that has to be brought is the shtei lechem, and we can't bring any bikurim before then. Therefore, they didn't accept them from them. The mission continues, another story, Ben Atitas, Hela Bechairis from Bavel, Ben Atitas brought Bechairis, firstborn animals from Bavel, V'loi Kibul Menu, and they didn't accept them from him. And that's based off of Joshua and Pasuk. Now Yosef HaKayin, Hevi Bikurim Yain V'Shemen, he brought his Bikurim as wine and oil, meaning he didn't bring grapes and olives, he brought them already processed into wine and oil, V'loi Kibul Menu, they didn't accept them from him. Even though we know that out of all Bikurim, one is actually allowed to process it into wine and oil, from him, they didn't accept it, and we're explaining the Gemara why not. And Afu Hel, as Barnabas Bnei Beisai, Lasses Pesach Chatem Yerushalayim, he also brought his kids and his Bnei Beisai, which means his wife, up to Yerushalayim to do Pesach Chatem, which is Pesach Sheni, Vechzi Ruhu, and they sent them back. Shol Yekba Adavar Chayva, in order to not set it as a Chayv. It's just a Rishos that women do Pesach Sheni, and the Chum were afraid that it's going to become a Chayv. People see Yosef HaKayin bringing his wife for Pesach Sheni, they might think you have to do so, that it's required. Therefore, they sent them back. And lastly, Mishnah tells us, Memchas Amar Alpha Atap, Aristoin, who's a fellow, Hevi Bikur of Mafamia, he brought Bikurim from Mafamia, which is a place in Syria, the Kibli Menu, and they accepted those Bikurim, Mibinesh Amr, because they said, Hakanib Surya, Kakanib Pirate Yerushalayim. A Yid who buys land in Syria is like he bought in the outlying areas of Yerushalayim, and it's Chayv in Bikurim, and we discussed this previously as well, and that's why they accepted those Bikurim from him. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Gemara explaining this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.